My name is Katia Relian, KETSIAAURELIAN. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Isabel Cardenas Ramos, ISABEL, last name CARDENAS, RAMOS. This patient was seen on 11/28/22. Number one, gross hematuria. The patient was referred by Dr. Beltry for history of gross hematuria. For the patient, she reports episodes of gross hematuria for the past 3 months. However, she states over the past week and a half, she hadn't noticed any bleeding in the urine. Period. She states about a month ago she went to the ER for the gross hematuria and underwent an endometrial biopsy, which revealed endometrial hyperplasia. Period. She was seen by GYN specialist Vandy, V-A-N-D-Y, I'm an APRN, and was told that it was not cancerous. However, she was diagnosed with prolapsed bladder in need of a pessary, P-E-S-S-A-R-Y, period. Per the patient, the GYN is holding off on the pessary at this time until until the cause of the hematuria is found, period. She follows with them every 6 months, period. On the most recent laboratory work updated 11/29/21, the patient has preserved kidney functions with BUN of 10, creatinine of 0.58, and GFR of 106. There is no evidence of activity, RBC casts, urinary RBCs, bacteria, or any activity at all in the urinary sediments, period. Unfortunately, we are unable to calculate whether there is evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. The patient denies any history of kidney stones, bladder stones. She also denies any history or family history of gross hematuria. She denies chronic cystitis. Period. She does report occasional bilateral flank pain, which is intermittent, and pressure to her bilateral groins. She states she had a CT of the abdomen done at Advent Health Hospital in Brandon. However, we did not receive a copy of that report, period. We will request a copy of the report from the hospital to further assess if the cause of the hematuria is related to kidney stones, mass, pyelonephritis, hydronephrosis, or any other structural damages of the kidneys, period. Parts of the differential include IgA nephropathy, arterial venous malformation, renal vein thrombosis, kidney stones, and so on, period. Unfortunately, since the patient's laboratory workup is unremarkable, there is not much that can be said at this point. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks, pending the result of the CT of the abdomen from Advent Health. Period. We did contact the patient's PCP, Dr. Beltre, Beltre, apostrophe S, office, to see if they could provide us with the CT of the abdomen result. However, they do not have a copy of it either. Period. Next line, elevated blood pressure. The patient's initial blood pressure was 138 over 102. However, the repeated blood pressure was 120 over 84. Period. The patient states she monitors her blood pressure at home routinely and it's usually stable. Period. Because we do not have any evidence of a recent EKG or echocardiogram to detect the presence of left ventricular hypertrophy, we are unable to determine if the patient has hypertension. Period. We provided her with a blood pressure log and advised her to monitor her blood pressure twice a day and to decrease her sodium intake to 2 grams in 24 hours. Period. We also discussed the importance of changing her lifestyle and adopting a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods due to the systemic inflammation that they may cause. Period. We provided her with written information and she verbalizes understanding. Period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is stable with A1C of 7.4%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, transaminitis, transaminitis, / elevated LFTs. The hepatitis panel was unremarkable per the medical record. Period. We recommend that the patient follows a low-fat / cholesterol diet and avoid hepatotoxic HEPA-DOTOXIC medications such as Tylenol. Period. We recommend that the patient follows up with her PCP for close monitoring for fatty liver and prevention of liver cirrhosis. Period. She denies drinking alcohol and smoking. Period. Next line. Thank you, Dr. Beltre, for the kind referral. We will keep you updated with on the patient's progress. Period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks. Period. Next line, we spent 10 minutes reviewing the medical records, 20 minutes discussing the findings, including DE/ROS, and discussing the recommendations and plan. We spent 5 minutes on dictation and